You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Voting for this year's local body elections has begun, which is bringing increased scrutiny to the issue of voter engagement. Particularly for young people, Māori and Pacifica, and also for the general population, voter participation in local elections is relatively low and on the decline. In regards to next year's national election, the Independent Electoral Review Panel has begun seeking public input on potential changes to the electoral system that could benefit New Zealand's democracy. For my weekly catch-up with National MP Dr. Shane Retty, we discussed this topic of voter engagement, as well as what might be expected from this electoral review and which changes he believes might be useful. I first asked Shane how he would characterize the issue of voter engagement and its challenges, and whether the lack of engagement poses issues for our democracy.
So what we have seen over time is voters becoming less and less engaged in local government and in central government processes. A general trend through falling electoral turnouts. And this is a concern because we're fundamentally a democracy. And what that means is that as far as possible, the collective voice of the people elects those who govern us locally and those who govern us centrally. And the smaller the N, the smaller the sample, if you like, or those who vote, the less representative you are of those collective voices. So it's really important that people exercise the privilege they have of voting and vote in local government and vote in central government elections.
Given that there is a noticeable tie between those who vote in particularly local elections, but national elections also, and property ownership, do you believe that this means that there is a unique challenge for youth engagement?
Yes, multiple parliaments have worked and multiple jurisdictions have worked really hard to further engage youth, because if we look at that representation, that voting statistics for youth and indeed for Māori Pacifica don't meet the proportion of people in the population that you would expect. And so these are concerns, because the risk then becomes you don't well carry their voice and their views. So these are some of the cohorts that we'd be particularly encouraging to be engaged and be involved.
Given the seriousness of this issue, do you think enough is being done to try and increase the uptake of engagement?
Yes, look, I've watched over several elections now, particularly central government, where I think large efforts have been made. When I think of ambassadors who are roaming the streets in my own city in Whangarei, actively encouraging people, turning up to events where young people are. I think certainly an effort has been made. Whether it's enough, look, it will always never be enough, but I do acknowledge the efforts that have been made.
Another related issue that has come up with these elections is the number of seats going uncontested across the country. Do you believe that this is something that can be addressed through policy, and if so, how?
I would be wary to introduce policy that was heavy-handed into the democratic process. Uncontested seats may well be that person is well recognised already in the community as being an appropriate leader to carry their voice. It could also be voter apathy, and that would be what we'd be most concerned about. But this is how democracy plays out, so I'd be very hesitant to have heavy-handed policy that intervened in some of the core principles of democracy.
Still on this topic of the health of our democracy, the Independent Electoral Review is seeking public consultation. Are there any changes to our national election process that you see to be viable and that may be worthwhile?
Look, I'm not going to prejudge what the Electoral Commission will come out with. There's been a number of documents talking around some of the changes. Of course, there's always that question of single transferable vote. We have the interesting situation in Northland, for example, where we have two of the councils using STV and one of them using FPP. So, you know, one would think that there might be some benefits in having harmonisation of the voting process, but these are the sort of things that the Electoral Commission will turn their eyes to.
A number of particular issues are being brought up this time, rather than sort of larger constitutional changes like the MMP system. We're looking now, or the Electoral Commission and public consultation process is looking now at things like voting age, lowering the voting age as a potential change. Do you believe this to be a really serious consideration?
So this comes up every 3 years. It's discussed and it's considered by New Zealanders. To date, there hasn't been an appetite to change the voting age. I would expect the Electoral Commission to offer some commentary, but that's not where New Zealanders have been positioned in the recent past.
Another part of this review is including some of the changes suggested by the Independent Commission previously to our MMP system. These include lowering the party vote threshold down to 4 or 3%, as well as changing the one-seat electoral rule. Do you believe that any of these could be worthwhile changes when it comes to increasing engagement or otherwise benefiting our democratic processes?
So I'm not going to presuppose what the Electoral Commission may find, but I do note, as you say, that when MMP first came in, it did have a different threshold. It wasn't the 5% threshold. They recommended a different threshold and made a few other changes around the overhang as well. So at its inception, it did have a different set of rules, but the government of the day and the mood of the day was to change that. I look forward to that discussion from the Electoral Commission that should be challenged in persuasive arguments brought as to why it remains at the 5%.
Given that we're speaking now to a sort of student-oriented audience at BFM, what is the one thing you would say to those who haven't yet put the effort in to vote in the local elections or haven't really given it any consideration? What is the one thing you would say to try and get these people to get out and vote?
What I would say is this. Voting is the price of democracy, and voting is the privilege of citizenship. We need to exercise that price, and we need to exercise that privilege.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.